It's hard to find a road that runs straight for very long around Eminence, Missouri. Perhaps that's the charm that brings people today, and the geography that reminded early Scotch and Irish immigrants of the homes they left. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Ozark Hills of Missouri were a natural place for some Europeans to settle.
This area here was settled by Scots, Irish, and German descent. So they were looking for a little bit of home. We call them hills and hollers. But the hills and hollers was resemblance of what they were used to in Scotland and in Ireland.
Connie Weber says this area around Eminence, Missouri had natural waterways, perfect for building mills to grind grain and assist with making a living from the land.
Alley Spring, which also has the mill there in Eminence. Big Spring, which is in Van Buren.
The list of notable springs really does go on and on. There are many historic mills in the area as well. This one at Alley Spring is one of the most photographed sites in the state because of its picturesque setting. Connie and I did this interview just above Echo Bluff, a towering dolomite bluff along Sinking Creek inside Echo Bluff State Park.
You can every once in a while get your voice to echo back off of it. It's just a beautiful bluff.
Several state parks and the Ozark National Scenic Riverway are located here. The area is also home to at least 3 herds of wild horses that come in and out of the park. The summer sees plenty of people out on the waters.
People love to float rivers, and we have some of the purest crystal clear rivers in the state. So we have Current River, we have Jack's Fork River.
It's truly a special place with many things for people to enjoy. Driving the countryside at Echo Bluff State Park near Eminence, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.